Well, howdy. It's Eastern Sierra now, and this is Jesse Steele. Today is Thursday, January 27th, and there's just a couple things here. Nothing crazy. We'll just crank through this. First one, Inyo National Forest hosts meetings on over-snow vehicles, OSVs, and the planning of what they're going to do. The Inyo National Forest announces that a series of meetings are scheduled to encourage collaborative discussion for OSV planning. There will be two virtual meetings via Zoom sharing the same content, and three Coffee with the District Ranger meetings. The latter are... I must have that said latte because I saw coffee. No, clearly I need to go down to Brood Awakening and get myself some coffee because I think that's what that's all about. You guys should check out Brood Awakening, by the way. I know I've said that many times, but head over to Instagram, check it out, and then head down tomorrow. It's worth it. The latte, the latter are designed to be an informal opportunity to look at OSV use in the field. Tuesday, February 8th will be a virtual meeting between 2 and 3 p.m. Thursday, February 10th, virtual meeting 5:30 p.m. to 6:30 p.m. Both meetings use the same link, and that is linked here at easternsierranow.com. So you can go there to get all your login information. There is additional information if you want to join by phone, and that is also listed at easternsierranow.com. Saturday, February 12th, will be the Coffee with the District Ranger. That's from 10 a.m. to 11 a.m. at Shady Rest Park near OSV staging area in Mammoth Lakes. And another one, 11 a.m. to noon at the Sherwin's propane tanks at the Sherwin Creek Road. Saturday, February 26th, Coffee with the Ranger will be 10 to 11:30, and that's at Bald Mountain Road and Dead Man Summit staging area. Please join us and share your concerns, ideas, and solutions. Thanks to the Mammoth Lakes Trails Planning Association for providing the Zoom link for the virtual meeting and for providing the coffee for the Coffee with the District Ranger. Scoping for Subpart C of Travel Management is anticipated to begin later this year. Subpart C of the Travel Management Rule 36 CFR 212 Subpart C requires the responsible official to designate National Forest Systems, NFS, roads, NFS trails, and areas on NFS lands where OSV use is allowed in administrative units or ranger districts, or parts of administrative units or ranger districts where snowfall is adequate for OSV use to occur. The forest must develop an over-snow vehicle use map, OSVUM, which identifies the roads, trails, and areas where OSV use will be designated. The final product will be a map showing where OSV use may be designated, and if appropriate, may be designated by class of vehicle and time of year. Administrative uses, emergency vehicles, and other authorized under special use permits or other authorizations are exempted from the decision. So again, if you're interested, head over to Eastern Sierra Now, where you can find that Zoom link, and there'll be multiple places where you can talk about this and air your grievances or give your thumbs up, whatever it is you need to do, and give ideas and be constructive about how can we make this work for everyone. So again, head over to easternsierranow.com and get on that. Mammoth Mountain put out a snow report for the weekend here, and let's just check and see what that says. My guess hasn't changed, but that's only because I live here. So it's 74 to 150 inches for the base depth. For the season, it's still 202 to 271, and there's 7 parks open, 22 lifts, 165 trails, so none of that's any different. Chillier temps this week, combined with classic California sunshine, has made for incredibly fun conditions. The Unbound Terrain Parks just continue to get better, with 3 different sized halfpipes and ample jibs and jumps set up for all skill levels. Early morning groomers are a force to be reckoned with, so get up here early for some of that fresh corduroy. Don't miss out on even more fun with live music and DJs, MC Maurice Entertainment, playing all weekend long at Tusk's Bar, Eagle Lodge, and the weekend après party at Canyon Lodge. So head over and check that out. Sounds like a blast to me. All right, guys, I don't think there was much of anything else that came out. And if there was, I will make a little jump in and fix this. But otherwise, we will talk about everything throughout the week tomorrow. So that's going to be it for us today, Eastern Sierra Now. And I'd just like to thank my Patreons real quick. Didn't I say I was going to say patrons? I did say I was going to say patrons. You know, they're the best. I want to throw them out there every day. Thank you so much. Tiffany, Valerie, Deborah, Ida, Dee, Tomatohead, Margaret, Chandra. I mean, you're all fantastic. Thank you so much for participating in this and helping us get to where we need to be. So thank you so much for your participation. Anyone else, if you're interested in signing up with Patreon, go to easternsierranow.com, and on the right-hand side, there is a red button that has a Patreon logo and says Join Patreon. That'll get you into one of our tiers where you can get stickers, t-shirts, whatever, but mainly just know that you're supporting local news and you're helping us grow so that we can get the news out to you faster, quicker, and better. With more reporters, more people, that's always going to be a great goal. So anyway, that's going to be it for today. And yeah, I mean it this time. Easterns here now. Jesse Steele. See you later.